I'm going to start with Big Pharma. One of the gravest dangers to your immune system is the multinational pharmaceutical industry, Big Pharma. Big Pharma is a $600 billion per year mega colossus, and they are out to get you. Because of legal drugs, hundreds of thousands of people die each year in the U.S. alone, and 2.2 million are seriously injured. The U.K. records nearly a million medical accidents and a quarter of a million serious adverse reactions to a pharmaceutical drug every year. These frightening statistics are not reported by the establishment media, which is subservient to Big Pharma's $1.5 billion per year advertising budget. They are not going to bite the hand that feeds them. Lots of people take 5 or 6 different drugs per day, some prescribed to overcome the side effects of the first few in line. These pathetic victims often walk around like zombies. If you're on statin drugs to lower your cholesterol, your doctor probably didn't warn you that they can cause muscle-wasting disease, an enormous increase in, you guessed it, cancer. All this for a 1.1% reduction in cholesterol. They are now actually prescribing statins for children who must have cholesterol to ensure proper growth and hormone development. Denying children healthful fats is child abuse. In fact, we all need cholesterol, but it must be only from the right kind of fats. More about that later. The testing Big Pharma is supposed to do is a sick joke, most of it financed by themselves and organized to get the money-making results they want. Government watchdogs are famously corrupt. Many commonly used drugs have unimaginable side effects that may not be noticed for years, but governments are unperturbed by this. And when new drugs are presented to them for approval, they actually trust the so-called research paid for by the very companies that stand to profit. This in spite of continuing drug scandals exposing Big Pharma for the liars they are. Antidepressants are pushed shamefully. It's the rare doctor who takes time to wonder why so many people suffer from debilitating depression, even though they often don't appear to have any real reason. Those of us in natural health know, but it hasn't filtered down to the medical profession, that our bloodstreams are being poisoned by legal drugs and dangerous chemicals in our food supply. A poisoned bloodstream, of course, affects our brains. Often, merely improving the diet of a victim of depression can enable him or her to lead a normal, drug-free life. I have observed people who have had severe depression for years turn happy and productive merely by adding a few drops of an iodine solution to a glass of water and drinking it once or twice a day. It sounds simple, but it is profound, and it is a potent preventer of cancer. I have read 4 persuasive books on this subject, written by prestigious doctors, but there isn't any money to be made by selling inexpensive iodine to deficient people. This miracle is known as Lugol's solution, or aqueous iodine solution, and it has been safely used since 1828. Lugol's used to be available at all pharmacies, but is starting to disappear due to Big Pharma's pernicious influence. If you can't find it in Australia, phone 07-5555-7555. An American, Donald W. Miller Jr., M.D., has written a superb essay on this subject, which he has graciously permitted me to post on my website, which is www.doctorsaredangerous.com, all spelt out. Hardly any drugs are necessary if poor diets are corrected. Food is our best medicine. Nature has supplied us with an amazing array of life-giving vegetables that protect us from cancer. But only rare doctors know this, as their medical schools are financed by Big Pharma. They know they will get in serious strife with the medical associations that license them if they do not toe the pharmaceuticals line. This is corruption on a huge scale, and we are the victims. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not advising that you quit drugs cold turkey. First, clean up your diet and allow some time for your health to improve. Then, tell your physician you want to go off drugs slowly and carefully. If your doctor won't cooperate, find one who will. I'm also not saying that all drugs must be avoided. For example, thyroid medication is essential for those with underactive thyroids, but not these synthetics. As I explain in Chapter 1 of my book, they aren't effective and they cause osteoporosis. Desiccated porcine thyroid is a lifesaver and can restore lost energy. And of course, antibiotics can save you if you have a life-threatening infection, provided you haven't rendered them useless by popping them for every little sniffle. As an example of Big Pharma dangers, an American drug called Remicade, which is prescribed for arthritis, has these side effects: acute liver failure, heart failure, lupus, lymphoma, multiple sclerosis, tuberculosis, cancer, death. Now, to me, a side effect is a headache or a hangnail, not cancer or death. So many people in the U.S. have been maimed and or killed by Remicade that class action lawsuits have sprung up all over the country. Even the Big Pharma-biased Food and Drug Administration has warned against it. But guess what? In spite of the huge negative publicity Remicade has received, our very own Australian Therapeutic Goods Administration has recently approved it. So now lots of Aussies can be maimed and killed as well. This is not surprising. The Therapeutic Goods Administration is not a benign government agency established to guard our health. Professionals I trust have assured me that it is financed by Big Pharma. Because of this, they are notorious for approving extremely dangerous drugs and refusing approval for safe, natural remedies that have stood the test of time. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the British equivalent are also nothing but Big Pharma handmaidens. The worst aspect of this Remicade outrage is that the symptoms of arthritis can disappear in just a few days on a detoxifying diet. I've observed this happening at Hippocrates Health Center of Australia and at other health centers in the United States, Mexico, the United Kingdom, and Switzerland. I have barely scratched the surface regarding the dangers of drugs. For compelling information on this subject, I highly recommend Dr. Marcia Angel's book called The Truth About the Drug Companies, How They Deceive Us, and What to Do About It.